you're a good guy, but you've lived a bad life, right?
Yeah.
But look, you've been tricked, weren't you? But you know why you were such a bad guy? Because you were very bright when you were born, and the predators in your family and around you hated you for that. And then, they spun you.
And then, you know, you fall into that that tangled web of beginning to being blamed for things that aren't yours, excuse me, but is actually the authoritative figure that is giving the punishment for whatever it is. And so you begin this tangled web of, well, shoot, you know, how am I going to get out of this? Well, it starts with the first lie.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm trying to protect myself by lying, and all I'm doing is digging a bigger hole. And then you become angry about and disappointed in yourself. And in that, you become disappointed with the people that are hurting you. And then you become resentful with yourself about it. And then you start hating yourself for it and don't even realize you're doing it.
And get all the wrong friends that support you in it.
Yeah, and they support, like I've said before, you attract the people that support your negative judgments, that support your judgments, period, and nurture your anger.
Yeah, that's right. And then they get to control you and you don't even know it.
Sure, sure. And then and in all actuality, you know, you think that, in all actuality, yeah, you're right, they control you, but you think that you're in control because you have all these loyal people around you that are feeding you and that are taking care of you because you're taking care of their will and their business.
It's always this, like, one hand seems to wash the other, but
right.
It's really a game of power, isn't it?
Right.
And behind all those people is a long generations, line of generations back to one original sin.